Yeah, it's Wine and
EVR.
Wine and EVR, keep it thorough show. Jazzy Jeff, the great Jazzy Jeff, the magnificent.
What's up, man?
Jeff, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. As a matter of fact, I'm great.
Yo, you stay on the road, man. Where you at right now, man? A lot of DJ checks out there for you, man. I can't keep up with you.
I'm home tonight, but I'm on my way to Vegas at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. You see, you're back in Philly right now.
Yeah.
That's rare, man. That's rare for the brother.
That's very rare.
Got some Vegas checks out there ready to get it popping this weekend?
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I got to keep food on the table.
He's humble. He's a rap legend. You know, you and Fresh Prince been putting it down, man, for many years, man. You're humble, but you're still a rap legend, man. I appreciate that, man. The summertime.
I appreciate it, man.
The summertime free, though. You just dropped that. You and McBoogie did it again, man.
Hey, man, you know what? We started 3 years ago. He came to me with the idea and said, yo, we should put out a summertime mixtape that just kind of creates the vibe, you know, of your favorite summertime tunes. And I was like, all right, so we did it. And it, people loved it.
Oh, that first one! That first one's a classic. That first one's a classic, man. Woo!
I mean, but I thought it was it until Mike came around and we got that first 7-3 day, and all of a sudden I start getting all these hits, emails, and tweets like, "Yo, y'all gonna do it again?" So I hit him up and was like, "Maybe we should do it again." And the same thing, man. It's been great.
So now it's like a series, a trilogy right there. It's a series.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how long it's going to go.
Oh, so this isn't the end, though. We might come back next year, summertime four.
Hey, you know, it all depends. You know, I'm waiting for people to say they don't like it.
What's not to like, man? You guys, you cram in, like, 45 songs almost, like, all across genre. You know what I mean? Just great music, incredible mixing. You know what I mean? Like, what's the approach when you guys first get into it? How do you peg down how many songs you're going to do? Like, take me through the process of how you put it together.
Well, you know what? Well, one thing is we kind of do it 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. And it's just really, you know, what songs kind of evoke the emotion of summertime.
Gotcha.
So pretty much throughout the entire year, I'm listening to songs like, oh, man, what about that? And what I started last year was I started asking people, like, yo, what's your favorite summertime song? And it's really interesting to hear how different people have different ones, and, you know, and everybody brings up things that I wouldn't even think of.
Yeah, their memories.
So, and especially that you can cross genres and play some rock stuff and some classical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't really do a whole bunch of really new stuff.
Yeah.
We kind of keep it out of the new stuff. And it's, man, it's... my list is always like 150 records long, so, you know, I got to narrow it down.
But you and McBoogie must have great chemistry, right, for you guys to be able to work together and get that finalized and cut down, right? How does that work going back and forth?
Well, you know what? We never do it in the same room. I'll do my piece and he'll do his, and we'll get on the phone and go back and forth. And then he normally sends me the whole files. And then I kind of compile it all together so that it kind of has an even flow.
Gotcha.
And then we just put it out. I mean, it's been the same routine for the past 3 years, and it works, so why mess with it?
Hey, man, it's essential, man, for the summertime, man. Every time you guys deliver, man. And you also, you know, you and Prince, with your joint Summertime, I mean, you guys made a classic. Like, I don't know if I ever really heard you talk about that song. Like, how did that song come together? And did you guys know when you made it that was going to be something special? Because in some people's minds, like, that's the Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince record that they know first. You know what I mean? Does that bug you out?
I mean, you know what? Well, that was done the first year that he went out to L.A. for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Wow.
And you know, if, you know, on the West Coast, they pretty much have 70-degree weather on Christmas.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, you don't really get that nostalgic feeling, you know, on a cold winter, and, you know, and then it starts to get warm. You know, that first day that it hits 70 and the girl that you ain't seen, you know, all winter, and she came back, you know, all fresh, and, you know, and then you got to wax the car. So he was missing that.
Yeah.
So he called me and was just like, man, what's going on in Philly? And I was just like, oh, my God. It's, you know, it's incredible. It's, you know, everybody's out. Everybody got their cars out. Everybody, you know.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, And he literally went and just wrote it.
Wow.
Because he was, like, the funny thing is he wrote it because he was missing it.
Wow, it's like homesick joint.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
You know, but I mean, you know, I knew it was a good record when we did it.
Yep.
I thought that, you know, just like most records, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
And it came back next summer. And then it came back the summer after that. Like, I literally, not that I want it, I'm literally waiting for that record to die.
It won't. Never will
and
play
every
out.
Every summer, it comes back. You know, it's incredible to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, and then you find a creative way to sort of extend that idea. You know, also speak it to your skills, you know what I'm saying? And your mixing, your taste in music. I know, like, you as a DJ, you're so prolific. You're out there on the road all the time. You was one of the first DJs to really embrace Serato. You know what I mean? I know you schooled a lot of brothers on how to use it. I know Premiere and other cats always credit you for that. So it just fits, you know, your growth in the game too. You know what I mean? It ended up making so much sense. You know, it almost redefined your legacy in a different way, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely grateful for that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Nah, you've got to get into it, man. Some great mixes. And you got Prince to get the intro on this new one. How did that come together to get him to do to get Will to jump on the intro to do a little version of Summertime for y'all?
He was in Philly filming a movie, but M Night.
Yeah.
And he hit me up and was just like, "Yo, I'm looking for some mixtapes." And I was like, "Yo, why don't you go to my site and just click the button and download the tapes that I got?"
Yeah.
And he did it and freaked out, like passed the mixes out to everybody on the set. And you know, he just kind of really got open. So
yeah.
He actually heard the first and the second Summertime.
Yeah.
So I was like, "You know what? Me and Mick are doing the third one.
Yeah.
I want you to do the intro."
Wow.
And it was crazy because he did that 7 o'clock in the morning while he was in Utah, one tape.
Wow. No, he got it, man. Yeah.
You know, that was, I kept it, you know, in its natural element. But he's bugging out. You know, he's kind of like, "Wow," you know. Like, and that was kind of my way because we've always talked about going back in the studio and doing something. And
no
it's
doubt.
Not like he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's pretty much one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
No doubt.
And trying to find the time. So,
yeah.
You know, that was my little encouragement that people are really showing a lot of love. That I'm like, "See, I told you," you know.
Yeah.
"You just got to block out some time."
No, because he still got the MC in him. You know what I mean? That don't go away, you know?
I mean, and especially don't go away when you got when you can battle your son.
Nah, man, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, and you had performed at that Men in Black party, too. That was kind of dope, too. I remember you guys performed over there. That was dope, the after party.
Okay, anytime, you know, I think he looks for opportunities.
Yeah, to do it.
You know, for us to do
just
something.
To remind, just, like, mother, just to remind him, right?
Absolutely.
All right, man. There's no reminder needed, man. It's a legend, man. I appreciate you reaching out, Jeff. I'm getting to some of these joints, man. Off that Summertime Free. If you haven't downloaded it, you got to download that. Go back, download the first two. Rock out all three, man. Get your summer right? Tell them, Jeff.
That's it, man. Put your stuff on the grill. Get your hot dog, your burgers. Put your speakers outside. And you can play volume 1 to volume 3, and it'll set the tone.
No doubt, Jeff. I appreciate you, homie.
Appreciate it, man.
I'm going to talk to you soon, man. Wine or EVR. Keep it 30.